This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Election results in Uganda indicate Yoweri Museveni will win a sixth term as president, with 86.7% of polling stations reporting results. At last report, Museveni had 58.8% of the votes and challenger Bobi Wine had 34.2%. Final results are expected later Saturday. Wine's newly formed National Unity Platform is on track to become the main opposition party in parliament. It's expected to win 8 of 9 constituencies in the capital, Kampala. The voting followed one of the most violent campaigns in years, with harassment and arrests of the opposition, attacks on the media, and the deaths of at least 54 people. Thursday's election took place in apparent calm, but under the oppressive presence of soldiers and riot police and an internet blackout, which has now entered its fourth day. Wine has alleged widespread fraud, such as ballot box stuffing, and said his party agents had in some places been beaten and chased away from polling stations. The Hong Kong government has said it strongly objects to a U.S. congressional report critical of Beijing's handling of the city. The annual report from the bipartisan Congressional Executive Commission on China this week said the one country, two systems framework in Hong Kong has been dismantled, severely undermining the rule of law and respect for human rights that the city has long upheld. The report says a national security law that Beijing imposed over the summer on the former British colony directly threatens Hong Kong residents' right to due process and their freedoms of expression and association. But the Beijing-controlled Hong Kong government replied that China is acting within its rights.